And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. Friends, it's another great day to be a real estate investor. I'm going to talk today about the absolute power of real estate investment. Rental real estate is the greatest wealth growth asset class on the planet. And it also just happens to be the most resilient asset class on the planet. In times of turbulence with the stock market, I bet there's a lot of folks out there that wish that they were investing in real estate. And I hope to convince some of you today. So I'm going to share these advantages of investing. I'm going to go through each and every one. And this is going to be great, whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting to explore the idea. These insights, I hope to convince you that real estate is not only smart, but it is a rewarding investment choice. Now, why would seasoned real estate investors like myself care to listen today? Well, I'll tell you, the fact is we get stale, right? We lose momentum. You have to understand that real estate investing, it's not a one and done. You just don't hit it and then go on. You've got to remain active. You can't get rich slow. We say that all the time. And basically what that saying means is you've got to maintain activity. You've got to churn the properties. You've got to rinse and repeat. And sometimes even seasoned investors will take a break for a few months. And next thing you know, they're sitting on a five-year-old rental property, a 10-year-old rental property, or they haven't invested in 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years. You just get comfortable. I get it. I understand. But what happens is if you have these rental properties, I want to explain this, for an extended amount of time. Let's say you do have a 10-year-old rent home. How much equity do you have in that property? And a lot of people are like, well, I'm very comfortable. I like all the equity in there. Well, if you're trying to churn the properties and grow your wealth, it's not good to have a ton of equity in your property. You see, the longer you hold that property, the lower your returns will become as a percentage of your investment. Let me explain. It's one thing to put, let's say you come out of pocket $40,000 and you buy a single family rental property. And when you buy that, the way we teach it, you buy a distressed property. And let's say you make 100% equity capture. Okay. So you invested 40 and the home is worth 40 more after you've fixed and repaired everything. That's 100% equity capture. So you invested 40, you made 40. That return in year one is 100%. Now what happens in year two? And I want you to think like a millionaire. In year two, a lot of people, they may go, well, I only have $40,000 in the property. No. You have $80,000 in that property, right? You have to base your returns off of your total equity. Not what you came out of pocket with. Yes, you came out of pocket 40, you made 40, but now you have 80 in it. So now your returns, if you're gauging it as a percentage of your investment, suddenly they went from 100% in year one to probably 10 or 12% in year two, and they will continue to tick down lower and lower each and every year as that equity grows, right? Now the returns in dollars, if you're just looking at pure dollars, they may be larger, but you need to think like a millionaire, right? As a percentage of the total equity in the property. What are your returns? You need to quantify that. I do mine quarterly. Okay. I've got a little spreadsheet that I use. It's an Excel spreadsheet and I can get values. I'm not out getting actual appraisals, but you can get online on a few different sites and you have an idea of what homes in that neighborhood are selling for per square foot. And I update it and I do this so I can see just how much equity I have in that property. Okay. So even seasoned investors will get comfortable. They'll get stale. They won't have any activity for a few months or a few years. I want those folks to wake up. It's time to get back up and get moving, right? What gets in the way of a great life, a good life? Yes, we get it. We get comfortable, but I need you to get out of your comfort zone. Now, for you new investors or those that are still considering investing in real estate, this show, and you may want to come back to this show, I'm going to share the why, but at the end of the show, I'm going to share the how. So you may want to save this show or share this show with a friend. The good news, if you miss any part of the show, we have our own podcast app. It's right there on your smartphone. Just hit, basically just hit your podcast app and subscribe to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's free. You can always go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and we have our own YouTube channel. So if you miss any part of this show at all, I'm going to go through all the benefits of investing in real estate. There are numerous financial benefits: the cash flow, the equity capture, the mortgage pay down by residence. That's a nice little bonus right there. Appreciation, we'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about the tax benefits, because I want you to understand these advantages. And this is going to help those of you that have not invested in real estate. This is going to help you make informed decisions. I mean, I think real estate's incredible, but we've got to go through these for those of you that have never invested in real estate. It is by far the best investment class that you can choose. A lot of the others out there, I think we're seeing that today, are dangerous. They're speculation. What goes up must come down, right? Just like the song goes. But that's not true in real estate. It's steady Eddie. We just continue along. We have residents in there that really are paying for the cost, not only to live in the property, but they're providing us that extra monthly cash flow. That is reason number one. That is the most compelling reason to invest. Some people out there, not so savvy investors, and I thought this way before I was educated, they think it's okay to break even on an investment property or even have negative cash flow. This is dangerous. A friend of my wife's purchased, I think it was like a $600,000 or $700,000, very, very nice property next to a very nice university. And the whole idea was they were going to rent it out. And she's telling us about it and actually pulled it up online. It's an incredible property. And I asked her, I said, well, how much are you making each and every month? And she said, well, actually, we're paying about $400 or $500 every month because we're not able to rent the property for more than the mortgage. And she said it with a straight face. She was 100% okay with that. And I said, wow, so there's no cash flow? And she said, she responded, she said, yeah, but when we sell the house, we'll make money on it. And I'm thinking to myself, will you? Maybe, maybe not. But that's just a gamble that I'm not willing to take. It's got to have that monthly cash flow. Now, a few months back, I was looking to purchase a property here in North Texas. And on paper, the property worked out great. It met my strategy. It had cash flow. It had equity capture. And so I went, I took the next step and went to visit the property and met my GC there, right? My contractor. We gained access. We walked the home. And the original estimate on the rehab that the seller had provided, basically they said, here's what needs to be done. And it was a heavy lift in the rehab. Well, they missed a couple of things, right? And they missed a couple of things to the tune of about $20,000 in additional rehab. So immediately that wiped out the cash flow as I had on my analysis, okay? It brought it down to low single digit as a percentage of your investment. And I basically said, well, the price for me to purchase this home, you need to come down on your price. I still want to buy it, but I need some adjustment on your end. At least meet me in the middle. The seller stood firm. They said no. So I said no. So I walked away from that property. Not that there wasn't an equity capture, because it was there. Not that it wouldn't appreciate over time. I know that. Not that it wasn't a long-term play. It would be a great rental property. But solely for the fact that the cash flow went down to single-digit percentage of what I was investing. That's not for me. Maybe it's for somebody else. So basically, cash flow, when you own this rental property, you're going to receive the rent payments from your resident each and every month. And then you're going to cover the expenses, right? What's all involved in the mortgage payment, the principal, the property taxes, the insurance, maintenance if needed. We will teach you to fix everything from the beginning. So it's very rare that there would be maintenance, but there's occasional things that pop up. Property management fees, maybe you have those, maybe you don't. We can teach you how to manage the property yourself. It's no big deal. But what's left over is cash flow. It's a consistent stream of income, and it will boost your financial stability. It will provide you a reliable source of revenue each and every month, not for 6 months, not for a year, not for 2 years. If you do this right, for the rest of your life. You see, we invest for cash flow. We're not trying to save money for some future pie in the sky date called a 401k when we'll access that money. We're creating cash flow now and we're building on that momentum. So can you imagine receiving a check each and every month that not only covers the mortgage, right? You borrowed to buy the property, but it's going to leave you with extra cash. This is what monthly cash flow from rental properties can offer. It's one small piece of your life that you're buying back. $200 here, $300 there, $500 over here, and boom, it stacks up. And that's what we call passive income. Now, let's talk about the next reason for rental property. This one's important. Equity capture. We're teaching you to buy distressed properties, okay? They're distressed, they need to be repaired, and so you're going to be able to buy the property at a discount. It's exactly how we teach it. Now, when you fix it up, you're going to get the after repaired value. You're immediately going to gain equity. What is that really? That is a gain to your net worth, okay? That equity in there is part of your net worth. Don't see your net worth only in dollars. Sometimes you have to see your net worth in bricks and stick and copper and pipes and sheetrock. We call that a house, right? It's in there and it's going to be realized one day, but that is your net worth, right? Just simple. You buy a property for $200,000, you repair everything, and it's worth $250,000, right? You made $50,000 in equity right from the start, okay? And you're buying that property at that discount, that initial equity is going to grow over time. This is why we purchase distressed properties. So equity capture is such a powerful wealth building tool. It's going to allow you to increase that net worth. And then what you need to do is you have to leverage it. Earlier I said people get stale. Don't just let it sit there. You leverage it for future investments. That's the secret right there. A lot of people, they just want to let it sit. Nope. You got to pull that equity out. However you do that, whether it's a refinance or a sell, and you're going to create that snowball effect, and it's going to accelerate your financial growth more than you know, quicker than you can absolutely imagine. I call that the cash flow snowball. Now let's get into mortgage pay down by the residents of our property. We don't call them tenants. Tenants kind of has a connotation. It's more of a landlordy type term. I know it's the accurate term for somebody who's renting a property, but I prefer to look at myself as a property owner. So I call the people who live in my properties, I call them residents, right? Best product, best price. I want to provide a great product. I want to provide a great service. These are my customers. So I just use the term residents instead of tenants. But that resident, this is a big advantage that you can't get in other asset classes. They're effectively paying down the mortgage for me. They're paying it down each and every month, right? The rent, when they pay the rent, you're going to take out of that rent and you're going to cover your mortgage balance, right? And everything in that mortgage balance is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. They're paying that each and every month. So you've borrowed money on this house and you've got your resident that's paying it off for you. One of the greatest advantages of rental real estate.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You got any questions or comments, I'll share my email address one more time, and that's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I've been a real estate investor for well over a decade, and I learned how to invest effectively. Thank you, Lifestyles Unlimited. If you would like to join Lifestyles Unlimited and gain access to our education platform, we have a discount. $297 for 1 year, but you have to text radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. If you do that, the price for membership for 1 year will be reduced to $297. That's way less than I paid, my friends, but well worth it. All right, we're talking about advantages of real estate. And these are advantages you just don't get in other asset classes like mutual funds, stock, all that. There's so many advantages to real estate, it basically blows the other asset classes away. And I'm talking about mortgage pay down. And so what happens, the way this works is you have a single family rental property, you're leasing it out to a great resident, they're paying rent each and every month. Now you're going to take out of that rent, you're going to pay the mortgage and everything that's associated with it. And yes, we have a mortgage on our properties. I'm going to get to why we do this here in just a few, so stick with me. They're going to pay all the associated cost of the mortgage, the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. The remainder is cash flow. But think about what asset class can you invest in where somebody else is paying off your loan to buy that asset class? The only one I know of is real estate, right? Now, what's happening is in the background, and this is kind of quiet and it's kind of slow, but if you ever look at your mortgage statement that you get, and let me just pick a number. Let's say your mortgage is $1,500, but when you look at the breakdown, it's going to say you paid this much in principal, and let's call that $200 or $300. You paid this much is basically being accrued, right, for insurance and property tax, and then this much went to the interest expense on the loan. That principal, let's talk about that. Might be 200, might be 300. I have some properties that are more, but that is growing your net worth. That's $200, $300 in equity that you now own in that property. You have 10 properties that are all paying an average of $300 a month. That's another $3,000 per month, right? That's going to be $36,000 per year just in mortgage pay down by the residents. Thank you very much. It's a very, very powerful advantage and reason why you should own rental real estate. Now, let's talk about appreciation. I will tell you this, for folks that, let's say, are not savvy investors or they haven't really done a deep education into owning real estate and why to own it. Many people out there think the only reason to buy real estate is for appreciation. I will tell you, a savvy investor, it is the last reason why we would buy a property. Appreciation's nice, but we don't count on it. We don't count on it at all. Now, appreciation does happen. It's out there. And I do call appreciation the silent millionaire maker. What do I mean by that? And you got to hear me here, because there's a way to do this. Historically, real estate is going to double every 10 years in value, right? Property averages, if you're just looking at a historical average, right? So let's just look back. Again, I'm not counting on it. I'm just telling you what's happened. So the reason we use leverage and don't pay all cash when we buy a property is because of appreciation. Let me explain it this way. Let's say you have the $200,000 all paid for rental property. Okay. If it's worth $200,000, you paid $200,000. So you have all cash, you don't have a mortgage. And appreciation comes in at 5%. You made $10,000, right? That home is now worth $210,000. Congratulations, your net worth grew by $10,000 on a $200,000 investment. Now, let's say we took that $200,000 and we spread it out and we went and bought five rental properties. Okay. Those five rental properties are all worth $200,000 as well. Just imagine the same property over and over and over. We now basically own $1 million in property versus the all cash where you own $200,000 in property. Now, does appreciation care how much you owe the bank? No, appreciation doesn't care. They just say the property value has gone up 5%. So if you're making 5% on $1 million in real estate, or 5% on $200,000, well, that basically that's $50,000 a year versus $10,000 a year. I want to be in the camp that grows the net worth $50,000 annually. That's why we use leverage, my friends. Appreciation doesn't care how much you owe the bank. Keep that in mind. So typically it's a 5-to-1, say 20% is what you need as the down payment. You can control with $1, you can control basically $5 of real estate value. And if you're controlling that, you're getting the appreciation on it. Now, let's just talk about appreciation simple. Let's take that $200,000 property. You came out $40,000 to buy that property, right? That's your down payment, and you owe the rest to the bank. And it appreciates over a few years to $250,000. I'm not talking about equity capture or the way that we'll manipulate the value by fixing the home. I'm just talking simple overtime basic, right? The home goes from $200,000 to $250,000 in value over several years. Well, right there, you've gained $50,000 in additional equity with a $40,000 investment. What is that return? That's 125% return. Now, we don't teach it that way, but I'm explaining that at the most basic level because I want you to understand what we're talking about in regards to appreciation. So if you can control a ton of property, appreciation doesn't care how much you owe the bank. Now, we're not done with benefits. Let's talk about tax benefits, right? What I'm going to share will not do justice to just how incredible the tax benefits are when you own real estate, as an owner of real estate. There are several tax advantages, and they're going to reduce that taxable income substantially. For example, you can deduct the mortgage interest on your rental property. You can deduct the property taxes. You can deduct the operating expenses. You can depreciate that property. Oh, you had a repair? You can deduct that. So I'm not a tax guy, but these deductions will lead to significant tax savings against any income that property is providing you. And that's going to magnify the returns on your investment, right? If you're making $1,000 a month, but it's tax-free, it's going to feel like $1,200 or $1,300, depending on your tax bracket. The tax advantages to real estate. I really didn't fully appreciate the tax advantages when I first started investing in real estate until I was able to build up a portfolio of properties. And now it's amazing. So I invest often just for passive streams of depreciation, right? I got the income and the depreciation. I'm not done with the advantages yet. I mean, there's just so many, and these are advantages. This is why we invest in real estate. All the rules are written in your favor, right? The game is rigged in your favor as a real estate investor, as opposed to a stock market investor or crypto or whatever the heck some people are in. Now, let's talk about one of these other advantages, diversification. I have different properties, different houses in different cities, different states, different apartment communities. I have older apartment communities. I've got newer apartment communities. So yes, I am diversified, and you can be diversified. Now, some people think they're diversified in the stock market and they have all their money in the stock market. Are you diversified? What happens when the market goes down 30%, 40%? Everything goes down when that happens. As inflation rises, the value of real estate also rises, right? The property values go up in tune with inflation. Now, you want to buy your first rental property? Step one, assess your financial situation. If you're not stable financially or have a stable income or savings or what have you, let's get you to where the point is you've got money and you're ready to invest. Now, how much? I think you need at least 25. I'd prefer you bring 40. $1,000 for your first rental property. We're going to have some of that set aside. But I think here, and I'm looking at the market, Dallas, Fort Worth, everything that I'm seeing in North Texas, about 40. There are some markets in other places where you can use less, much less. And there are occasionally properties that come across where you'll use less. But I'm just trying to give you a number. Now, also, early on, assessing your financial situation. What is your credit score? You need to know that. Your credit report is going to be your best friend. We use leverage on each and every property. Get your credit cleaned up. I'm not saying you have to have perfect, but you need to be able to go and sit down with a lender and say, look, I'm a good human being. I can be trusted. I will pay you back. That's what your credit report says about you, right? It's either going to say, this person's a criminal. They're going to steal you blind. I would not loan money to them if I was a bank. Or they're going to say, you know what? This is a good person. They pay their bills. They've done well. Maybe an occasional small hiccup in the past. That's not going to destroy you. But overall, if you're making an effort and you're paying your bills on time, your credit report's going to be fine. You need that credit report. But I want you to be stable, right? I don't want you to have to be fighting to pay bills and all that stuff. You need to be stable before you begin investing in real estate. Set your investment goals, right? What do you want? What are you looking for? Are you looking for monthly income? Are you looking for equity capture? Or are you looking for a little bit of both in each of those properties, right? You've got to understand during your analysis, many times, although I see it now, you can get good cash flow and good equity capture, but usually the cash flow will be lower and the equity capture will be higher, right? So it's still great. It's still your net worth, but just understand that going in, right? Understand what strategy you want to choose. A lot of new investors will go purely out. They're not necessarily looking for cash flow because they're stable, but they're looking for large equity gains, right? Boom, boom, boom. And because they're going to buy those properties, they're going to hold them about 2 years. They're going to sell those properties, and they're going to take that equity and go buy even more properties. Now, I have people say to me, they'll email me, and they're like, Mike, where should I buy a rental property? And what they're actually seeking is a geographic location for me. I'm not going to share a particular geographic location. What I'm going to say is where you want to invest, you want an area that's got strong rental demand, good schools, low crime rates. You want a market that is growing, a growth market. You want a market that's got good jobs. As far as a neighborhood, you just want an everyday neighborhood. You don't want to be, you know, way out in the country on some corner where no one can find your home. You want to be accessible. You want to be close to transportation centers, to where people can get on the highway and get to work, right? Working class neighborhood. But don't box yourself into an area. I used to do that when I first started investing in real estate. I had a geographic area, and I would say anywhere within 20 miles of my house was what I was looking for. And I kind of stayed within that for, I don't know, a couple years. But then I started saying, you know what, there's no reason why I can't buy a property that's further away or in another city or in another state. So don't box yourself in. It's more important that you're in an area that is pro-business, that respects property rights, property owners, and it's got a good economy. That's more important than pinning it down to a particular city or a particular area. Don't box yourself in. You need to get pre-approved. I want you to talk to a hard money lender. We have those on our vendor list here at Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to talk to a conventional lender, not just any. I want you talking to folks that specialize in investors, right? You're not going to the lender that you use to buy your house. You're going to go find a lender that represents people who are buying investment properties. They've got more avenues. They can talk to you about different strategies that you can use, and they specialize in this sort of thing. So you need to get pre-approved. Talk to both the hard money lender. My hard money lender is my right hand. I rely on this guy for a lot of reasons, not just the money, but because he helps me evaluate the property. He wants to make a good investment too. So he's going to watch out his investment, and by doing so, watch out for me. Real estate agents. A lot of people are like, oh, but I need to get a real estate agent. No, you don't want one real estate agent. Don't sign anything. You need to reach out to dozens of agents, right? You want everyone to know, hey, I've got money in the pocket. I've got my strategy. I'm looking for rental property, right? You can go online and find those that cater to investors that are out there, right? The seller's agents are who you want, right? Not necessarily a buyer's agent. You want to find the ones that have a lot of listings in these types of neighborhoods that I discussed. Along the way, you need to get educated so that you can analyze potential properties. This is so important. We actually have software here at Lifestyles Unlimited that will help you evaluate a property in anywhere from 5 to 8 minutes once you understand how to use it. But this part's crucial, right? Not just any house is going to work. It's got to fit your strategy. It's got to have that cash flow. It's got to work properly. And if you're winging it and you're not evaluating those properties the way we teach it or properly, you can get in trouble. And then after that, find that property, make an offer, buy it, and enjoy your first investment. We'll see you next week. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.